Did you know learning actually makes a sound? It's true. Listen. That's the sound of you learning a new language with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. I love Babbel. I feel like I'm a guy. I like playing games. I'm a game guy. So I like that you can play little language games, and it makes learning fun, and that's what I need because I'm a monkey. So studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college. Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, at babbel.com/pardo. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/pardo, BABBEL.com/PARDO. Rules and restrictions apply. You guys know I love Gooder sunglasses. I've been wearing them for years. I've been collecting them basically at this point because, you know, they got all these different styles and they're so affordable. They're $25 a pair. There's no slip, no bounce. They're all polarized. They're fun. You have one pair for the beach. You have one pair for riding your bike. You have one pair to maybe go out to a club. I don't know, a day club. Do you go to day clubs? That doesn't sound like a right thing to do. Hey, they got a new frame though. This is what I'm here to talk about. The Pop G. Pop art for your face. It's fashion. It's fashion on your face, guys. No slip, no bounce, just like all the other types of pairs. But these are cool. Like I want to get a pair myself. Like I have too many already, but I feel like I need to get these also. Vanguard Visionary, New Wave Renegade, Born to be Envied, Pop Art Prodigy, the Mod One Out. It sounds like the Pop G is a whole group of styles, so you can get all these different frames within the Pop G family, so that's pretty cool. Check those out, guys. And, you know, if you need sunglasses, this is the way to go. You don't have to worry about losing them. They're $25, and, you just grab another pair if you need them. But, like I said, I've been collecting them because I can't get enough of these Gooder sunglasses. If you want to support our show and try a pair, Gooder is giving Never Not Funny listeners free shipping. You can go to Gooder.com/Pardo and use the code Pardo for free shipping. Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Again, that's Gooder.com/Pardo and use the code Pardo for free shipping.
Hey guys, Jimmy Pardo here to talk to you about PXG. Now listen, I wore this shirt at a golf outing recently. The way I described it is that I felt like I wasn't wearing a shirt. That's how comfortable this thing was. PXG makes great golf clubs. We all know that. But what they also do is make great apparel. It's made with premium materials, technology designed for peak performance. Didn't help my performance, but I looked good. That's the important thing. You want to look good better than the way you golf. Is that a thing? PXG has something for everybody. Pants, polos, sweaters, hats, quarter zips, joggers, jackets, dresses, skirts, everything you could want. I loved it. I've got a second shirt that I can't wait to wear when I go golfing a second time, if my body allows me to. But you know, I'll tell you what, with these shirts, I might as well just walk around the clubhouse and let people take a look at me and go, look at that stylish looking guy, but his golf game is on point. Little do they know, no, it's not. Hey, elevate your style game on and off the course with PXG Spring Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/Pardo. Use code Pardo at checkout and save 10% on all apparel. That is pxg.com/Pardo. Code Pardo to save 10% on apparel. pxg.com/Pardo. Code Pardo. PXG, grip it and wear it.
Playing games.
She's a comic actress from north of the border, but when guest co-host Lauren Ash says yes and to trivia, you know something super is in store. From the Never Not Funny Studios in Hollywood, California, it's Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo. Here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, everybody, indeed. Yes, welcome to Playing Games, the game show that covers pop culture from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. In the studio with me, as always, announcer Matt Belknap. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Jimmy.
And, of course, our band leader, Mike Henry. Hello, Michael. Mike's on the ones and twos today. DJ Mike Henry today.
Yeah.
All right. He told the rest of the orchestra, stay home.
Yep, he's got this.
I'm going to handle this using my vinyl collection. That's all vinyl right there, right, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's absolutely.
Crates.
he's a real crate digger, that Mike Henry.
As always, I am joined each week by a different celebrity co-host. My co-host this week plays Dina on the NBC sitcom Superstore. Our great friend Lauren Ash is here.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Lauren.
What a pleasure.
Now, you are. Listen, I don't like this phrase, but I'm going to say it. You've been successful for several years.
Sure.
But you're blowing up as we speak.
It's happening. Guys, it's happening.
It's exciting for you, though.
Finally,
no?
Yeah.
You were named one of People Magazine's top two people to watch.
I was one of the ones to watch for 2017, yeah, which was a huge honor. And I'll tell you also, I got down to that party. I went to the red carpet, first interview, and I'm like, oh my gosh, somebody actually wants to talk to me on a red carpet, which is very rare. And the first interview, the first question was, so you're easily the oldest person on list. How does that feel? I was like, okay, out of the gate, stay humble, Ash. Stay humble.
Don't enjoy this at all. Now, let me ask you, were you aware that you were easily, and that person stressed easily,
yes,
the oldest, or was that the first you were hearing that?
Listen, I also want to just question, am I easily the oldest?
Right.
I think there's some gray area with a few of the other recipients of the nominations, the award, honor, I don't know. But I will say there was a lot of young kids on the list, some in the 16 to 18 year old range. And listen, I can't play that young if I wanted to anymore.
No, you're a terrific actress, but you can't pull that off.
Can't do it.
Nobody's expecting you to.
And that's the thing.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The thing.
Who else was on this list? Were the punks from Stranger Things? Were these kids involved?
The Stranger Things punks were not on the list, but I think that's because we already know that they are ones to watch.
You don't have to watch them. Yeah. Or
you know what I mean?
Stop watching them.
Or just stop. There was so many. There's a lot of people on the list. The young lady who plays Moana.
Oh, yeah.
Moana. And also Kelly Tran, who's in the new Star Wars movie, which was very exciting for me as I am a Star Wars fan. But it's kind of it's a scope. It's a scope. Lori Loughlin. Is that how you say her name from Full House?
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter was one of the ones to watch because she is a YouTube beauty blogger.
What does that mean?
Oh, wow.
That means, Jimmy, that she goes onto the YouTubes and she puts makeup on, films herself doing it, and people watch the tutorials to try and learn how to do their own makeup.
And you are on the same list as that young lady.
And easily the oldest one.
But you have worked on a craft for years.
Correct, yeah.
You have, you've trained, you've done Second City, you've been
right.
On successful and failed, so you've done it all. You're on the same list as a girl that knows how to use rouge in front of her computer.
But here's the thing you got to remember is that she has millions of followers, and that is, I mean, that does make her one to watch, obviously, because a million ones have been watching her.
You're right. Look at positive spin on this.
It's what I do.
Were all of you people at this red carpet event, all of the ones to watch?
Yeah, almost all of us. Shannon Purser, who is on the Stranger Things, she played Barb. She was on the list, but she did not attend the party. I guess double booked.
Oh,
double booked.
I was
going to
say, maybe still at the bottom of that pool.
Oh, also, yeah, exactly.
Possible.
In the upside down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, of course, is a show that I care for.
thank you for interjecting that.
Do they put you all in some sort of pen? Do you have to battle it out at this People Magazine event, like to decide who will be the only one to watch?
No.
It's like a Hunger Games situation?
That would have been a real twist and really fun because I was in a very tight dress and I feel like maybe wouldn't have been able to fight as well as if I would have been wearing a muumuu or something. You know what I mean?
I do. I also think your age would have helped you.
I think
as
it would
an
have.
Older, wiser person.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. I have nothing but my wits to help me. Listen, long story short, we went to that party. I was there with a girlfriend of mine. We had a great time. And then we had my driver take us through the Arby's drive-thru. And I had a beef and cheddar for the first time in, I want to say 20 years. And let me tell you.
Yes.
Have one again for the first time. Okay. It gives.
Now, Arby's is not a sponsor, but I will say this. Matt Belknap and I were once down in Atlanta.
I'm listening.
And we were pressed for time, and all we could do was also go through an Arby's drive-thru. And I had the Arby's three meat sandwich or whatever. Mm-hmm. And first time in a long time. And I said, Matt, you got to get this thing.
Yeah,
and you also went, holy crap, this is amazing.
I think it was the first time I'd ever had Arby's.
Really?
I never had it. It wasn't really around me when I was a kid. So, yeah, that blew my mind and my taste buds.
Yeah.
It was very good. Now, I will
will say that their commercials have ruined my house because my son insists on walking around and going, "We've got the meats!" Because he hates it. He hates it.
Right.
So he does it to kind of drive himself nuts.
He's being irreverent.
Yes.
It's high-level comedy at a young age, I just want
to
say.
He's also one to watch, by the way.
Well, he'll be easily the youngest on the next list. So.
All right, Lauren.
Yes.
We cannot play this game without contestants.
Okay.
So let's go to the phones and see who is playing with us. Now, as always, everybody has a chance to play along with us here. If you follow Never Not Funny on Twitter, you just look for the tweet telling you to call in, and then we will take your calls, weed out the dead weight, then we find our players. Let's find out who's playing today. First up is Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Jimmy. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, Tom. You sound very laid back and relaxed, Tom. Where are you calling from? Berkeley?
I'm calling from Boston, but I've got a West Coast vibe.
You do have a West Coast vibe. I agree with that.
Oh, I like Tom.
I do, too. Now, Tom, what do you do with that West Coast? Do you play the vibes? You play the vibraphones?
The vibes. For my job, I actually travel the country quite a bit, so just really bring it wherever I can.
Are you a pilot? A flight attendant? What do you do that you travel the country so?
I'm a project manager, and I fly out to clients all over the place, wherever they need me.
He has literally not answered one of my questions. He just keeps dancing around
very
what he does.
Dodgy. Yeah. And this guy, by the way, he says he's from Boston. His phone number says he's from Albany, New York, which appealed to me because that's
so. Right. This guy's bouncing all over the place. Yeah, you don't trust this guy at all, Matt.
Nope.
Tom, are you married?
That's right. I am actually very recently, 2 months ago.
2 months, so about 60 days ago.
Roughly, yes.
Yeah, I know how calendars work, Tom. What's your beautiful bride's name, Tom?
Her name is Brianna. Bree.
Bree and Tom. I love everything about it. Did you have a big wedding, Tom? Yeah.
Somewhat, 140, 150, somewhere around there, kind of in the middle.
Yeah, that's a nice size, right?
Yeah.
Now Lauren Ash is here. Do you watch her show? Lie if you have to.
I do, yeah.
Great lying, Tom. It's awesome.
He's good. Well, he travels the country. He lies for a living.
Sure, yeah, you got to.
I know he's lying to us about this project manager nonsense. Right? This guy's full of lies.
No, he's a serial killer. He travels around, right. Stashes weapons everywhere, and then he goes back and kills people.
You think he stashes the weps?
Yeah, that's how the best ones do it. They go to random places.
Are we saying weps?
I am. Okay. I apparently am. Okay, cool. I don't know if it's going to catch on, Lauren.
Listen, I just want to be up to date with the lingo in this room,
yeah.
Okay?
When you're in the serial killer game as long as Jimmy has been, you tend to shorten it up.
Sure. There's no time.
No. All right, Tom, I wish you a lot of luck in the game today. Let's meet who else you're playing against. Tom, what charity are you playing for? I'm kidding. Of course, you guys are playing for a Stitcher Premium subscription. So, head in the game here, Tom. I know you're thinking of travels and suitcases and stuff. Hey, Tom, you carry on? You check your baggage? How do you work it?
Carry on every time.
You carry on? What size? You go to 20? What?
Checking it's a waste. Never do that.
I don't disagree with that. Now, listen, Tom, do you have an airline of preference? You know I'm a patriot.
I do. I unfortunately am not. I try to stick to Delta when I can.
Well, they love to fly.
It shows.
Yeah. All right. Let's say hello to Catherine. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Jimmy.
How are you? Where are you? Now, well, look at that nice peppy voice. Where are you calling it from, Catherine?
I am in Pasadena.
Pasadena, local.
Once again, the phone numbers are lying to me.
Where does she say she's calling from?
North Carolina, apparently.
Were you originally from North Carolina, Catherine?
Yeah, I just moved to Pasadena this summer.
Oh, terrific. Right around the time Tom got married, you chose to come here and find a new home. What part? You know, I lived in Pasadena for a little while. I lived there for about 7 months of my life. Are they still talking about it?
Uh-huh. I think so, yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. So have you been to the Rose Bowl yet? Have you gone to the swap meet, that monthly swap meet they've done? They do?
No.
You got to go do that. That's fun. That's a nice, you and you have a roommate, you have a husband, a lady friend. What do you do?
I have a husband, yeah.
So the two of you, you have children?
No children.
You know what? I think it's the second Sunday of the month. You go out there to the Rose Bowl, you walk around that swap meet, you get yourself, some of those stands are the weirdos that have brand new merchandise, which concerns me, because I think it's stolen. And then, or you could buy yourself a set of drawers.
Or a box of unopened Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah.
Those trading cards.
Oh. Yeah, they have everything. Oh. I bought a Fonzie poster
those
once.
All things are on my list.
All right.
All right, cool.
Catherine, what's your husband's name?
His name is Justin.
Justin and Catherine. And Catherine, what do you do for a living? What made you move out here? Was it your position or this Justin?
No, my husband got a job. I am a personal assistant.
You're a PA. And for anybody of note, are you for a celebrity or just in general?
No, unfortunately, no one. Not a celebrity.
And what did your husband do? What made you guys cross the this great land of ours?
He's a teacher.
Oh, terrific. Pasadena, you read about the shortage of teachers out in the Pasadena area, right? They had to take somebody from the East Coast.
This guy was in hot demand. They heard about him. They're like, get him out here.
Get him out here.
Yeah, high demand.
Catherine, what does he teach?
Chemistry.
Chemistry. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lori. All right, Catherine, we wish you a lot of luck as we do, as we did Tom. Now let's meet our third person. And this will certainly end up being confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren. Hello, Lauren.
Hi there. It's a pleasure.
Lauren, have you met Lauren Ash? Can you guys want to Lauren out?
Yeah, talking about ones to watch, I've definitely been watching her. She's a cool Lauren, so I feel a connection.
Well, thanks, name twin. That's awesome.
She even sounds like Lauren Ash.
We have a similar kind of husky thing going.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, this is going to get real good and confusing. Yeah? I like it. For the other listeners, I mean, it's going to be great. Yeah.
At least she's on a phone line. That'll clear it up a little
good
bit.
Point.
Right, I'll be able to look right at Lauren and know if that's the person talking.
Will you?
No, I won't. You're right. I won't. Because you know I do the rest of the show with my eyes closed. You know that.
Yeah, I do. Just searching around for your weps.
You ever use a wep wipe? You ever do that?
Sure. It's dangerous, though. You can cut yourself.
What is Schweppes? That's a beverage.
It's a ginger ale, isn't there?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy that?
I prefer a Canada Dry ginger ale, but that's because it's my lineage.
Mm.
Do you ever not mention Canada?
You know what? I posted the thing. I'm on a talk show today, and I posted a thing, and someone wrote, "Please, no Canadian jokes." I was like, oh, I guess I talk about it too much.
Or how about this? F you.
Yeah.
It's your life.
Yeah. Right.
Do you make fun of it? You don't make fun of Canada. That's your homeland.
No, I think it was just they just didn't want me talking about Canada anymore or something. And that's just not gonna happen.
No, because they're going to ask you about that.
Yeah,
right. They're going to say, "Hey, so you started in Canada, and then you got to talk about it."
Right.
Yeah, healthcare and this. And that.
What am I supposed to say? I don't want to talk about that. Right. It's a sore subject. Like what?
Hey, I've gotten one comment on the internet. I prefer you stay away from that category. Now, Lauren, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Springfield, Missouri, but I'm originally from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, you know, Grand Rapids, MI. I had a situation there where I cut my head open on a sink because I was an alcoholic. So thanks for bringing that up, Lauren. Now, Lauren, what made you move to Springfield, Missouri?
Well, I'm a radio DJ, and so the job kind of takes me all over the country. I've did radio in Grand Rapids, and then I moved to Kearney, Nebraska.
Oh, I've done
You've been there, right?
I have done comedy in Kearney, Nebraska. It was half comedy club, half strip joint.
That's the best kind.
Really?
Now, what format are you in, Lauren?
Right now, I'm top 40. So all the hits, the Taylor Swift, the Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande.
Give us a little ramp up. Pretend that you hit the post here on a song that doesn't exist. Like, how would you talk up like the new Kesha? What's your the single?
Praying.
Praying. If you were to do Kesha's song Praying, how would you lead us into that?
Well, that's not really what I do. I'm a morning show DJ, so I just kind of say wacky stuff and then play the music.
Oh, even better. Well, that's nice. So you're not a disc jockey. You're a radio personality.
I don't consider myself a personality. That just seems weird to me.
Come on, Lauren, own it.
Yeah, own it. You're DJ is just somebody that spins discs, like our buddy Mike Henry here with the ones and twos. A personality is exactly what you just described. I own it. I'm with Matt Belknap. Own this.
All right. I just don't want to get an ego or anything. I want to keep it real.
Lauren, you're in Springfield, Missouri. Ego's not is the least of your problems.
What? So unfair.
That is unfair. Right? She's living my dream. I would, if they offered me a job, I'd be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, saying I'm not a personality as well. Lauren, are you married or anything along those lines in a relationship?
I'm pretty much super single.
Right.
And a little bitter about it, so.
It sounds like it. It sounds like you are literally the character in WOLD by Harry Chapin. That's a DJ that goes from.
Oh, okay.
You know,
oh, wow.
I am the morning DJ on WOLDDDD. You guys play that song, Lauren? That's top 40 from Never.
I used to do like a variety, 70s, 80s, 90s. So I would love some Harry Chapin or Gordon Lightfoot.
Gordon Lightfoot. Oh, and the guy they hadn't met. Canadian. Don't mention
please, Lauren.
Sorry.
Enough.
I know, it's too painful.
And the guy they had sundown. I love Gordon Lightfoot. You know that. All right, you guys, I wish you all a lot of luck. Tom, Catherine, and Lauren, we wish you a lot of luck. You guys, as I mentioned, are playing for a year subscription to Stitcher Premium. I will ask you once and only once. Are you guys ready to start playing games?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, look. Oh, boy, Lauren brings those pipes with her. You guys, you're competing against a personality from radio. You better pick it up, Laura, Catherine and Tom. Nothing? All right.
You got a polite chuckle was about right.
I thought they'd at least say yes. I thought there'd be something more than staring at me through a phone.
They're at the starting line, Jimmy. They're ready. They're waiting to go. They don't want to get distracted.
They're in the box.
They're in the box.
I love it. All right. First up is headlines. I will read you a question that relates to a certain decade. First one to buzz in and get it correct gets the point. We'll hit the randomizer to see what decade we are playing from. Let's give the randomizer a spin. All right. All of these questions will come from today.
Oh.
As you know, we do pop culture from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. And today is a big gap. 2000 to 2017. The two teams with the most points after five questions will move on. I will ask you guys to let me read the complete question before you buzz in, and you will buzz in using your names. Do you guys all understand that?
Yes.
There's three yeses. Here we go. Let's start playing games. Here's your first questions. Hands on buzzers. That just means get your voice ready. Lauren's already. She's got the pipes warmed up. She had a great morning show this morning. Tom's, of course, making travel plans. Catherine's, of course, trying to figure out what a PA does. Here we go. Question number one. In 2012, which two U.S. states were the first to legalize recreational use of marijuana?
Catherine.
Lauren.
I'm going to go with Catherine.
Colorado and Washington.
That is the correct answer. Colorado and Washington.
Nice.
Next question. Tom, you were the only one not to even try to buzz in on that. Do you not care for it? You keep your temple clean, Tom?
As clean as I can, yeah, Jimmy.
Attaboy. You're traveling. You can't risk TSA patting you down. Tommy.
Sorry.
Silence speaks volumes.
Here we go. Heads up, buzzers. Question two. To promote the release of The Simpsons movie in 2007, several 7-Eleven stores were temporarily converted into this fictional Springfield convenience store.
Tom.
Tom couldn't wait to buzz in. Answer, sir.
Quickie Mart,
correct answer.
Ooh.
Laura, do you watch that show? Do you watch The Simpsons?
You know what? I was an avid viewer for years, and I've fallen off.
Well, it's been out for 30 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's okay.
Yeah, you can come in and out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, right? Nobody, if anybody watched it from day one till now, that's kind of OC. That's obsessive.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Thank you. We were all thinking it, and you said it.
You know
Thank
what?
You.
You're right. It's wrong.
It's wrong.
All right. Matt Belknap, after two questions, give me a scoring update, please.
Tom's got one. Catherine's got one. Lauren's got zero.
Come on, Lauren. Maybe Lauren's all tuckered out from her morning show.
Sure.
Next
question. Yeah, it is nap time.
Yeah, I hear that.
Oh, the Laurens are so in sync.
We really are.
All right. Here we go. Question number three. In April of 2000, Metallica sued which music file sharing platform?
Catherine.
Catherine.
Napster.
Napster's a correct answer. I thought I put that on a T for Lauren. She's in the business.
It's a deep cut, though.
I'm cracking under pressure.
She's struggling with a confidence issue. It's very clear to me.
Yeah.
She doesn't believe in herself as a personality. She's not ready to buzz in. Come on. Let's go, Lauren.
You guys, I think we touched on something.
Yeah.
They'll send you the bill.
Yeah. This is also, this is a hybrid show. It's a talk show, game show, and then we're also doing some therapy.
Just some gentle life coaching.
Yeah.
Right. A little help out.
Yeah.
2006. Heads up, sirs. In 2006, Ron Howard directed which film based on the best-selling novel by Dan Brown?
Tom.
Catherine.
Tom.
The Da Vinci Code.
Da Vinci Code's the correct answer. After four questions, please give me a scoring update.
Tom's got two. Catherine's got two. Lauren's still at zero.
I think we have our two. Let's do the fifth one anyway.
Okay.
Here we go. In 2004, this man won a record 74 straight games of Jeopardy, earning him more than $2.5 million.
Catherine.
Ken Jennings. Ken Jennings is the correct answer.
Yeah.
Lauren, that means that after five questions, Catherine and Tom have the most correct. So we have to say goodbye to you, I'm sad to say.
I'm sad as well, but I still think I came out ahead because we touched on some issues here. So thank you.
Now there's the positive energy we're looking for.
Yes.
Hey, Lauren, plug your what's the name of the morning show and on what station?
On Springfield's hottest hits, 92.9 The Beat. Mornings on the Beat.
Love it. Mornings awesome. On the Beat. Lauren, who else over there? Lauren, Sal, and Mishmouse? Who do you have over there?
I'm currently looking for a co-host. So if anyone needs a job in Springfield, Missouri.
Lord, if I can, I suggest ZipRecruiter.
Yes, for your next hire. They may or may not be sponsoring this episode, but...
give them a little something. Well, neither is the hottest hits of Springfield, but we gave them a little juice.
Free plugs all around.
Well, we wish you luck, Lord. Thanks for playing the game. You're going to get something from the Airwolf Prize Closet.
Thank you.
That's right. Sadly, we have to say goodbye to Lauren, and she goes back and maybe drinks a little tea and honey to rest that voice of hers for tomorrow's show. And we will find out when we come back which one of Tom or Catherine will go on to the finals and go head-to-head against Lauren, and we'll do that right after this.
This Lauren, though.
Yes.
Yeah, just to be clear.
The holidays are coming up. Why not give yourself the gift of Stitcher Premium? They have an incredible Black Friday deal going on that you will not want to miss. Get 50% off your first payment for a limited time when you go to StitcherPremium.com/Black Friday and use the promo code Black Friday. That's $17.50 for an entire year of Stitcher Premium. Spend cozy winter nights binging on comedy originals like Matt Besser's Stolen Idea or Amanda Lund's The Complete Woman. Listen to new episodes each week of premium shows like Big Grande Teacher's Lounge, which the AV Club says mines pure gold from education's underbelly. Plus, with Stitcher Premium, get access to exclusive bonus episodes of your favorite podcasts, ad-free archives, and hundreds of stand-up comedy albums. Or how about the first 13 seasons of Never Not Funny? They're all available at Stitcher Premium. Just go to StitcherPremium.com/Black Friday and use promo code Black Friday for 50% off your first payment.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Playing Games. My co-host this week is Lauren Ash over there in the Superstore. Now, you're in season three.
Season three.
Is there an episode that was just out or that's coming up where you find a dead body in the store?
That happens tonight. Now, I don't know when this episode is going to air for you guys, but it's our Halloween episode, and it is a very, very dark episode, actually.
Really?
Yeah, there is a dead body that's legitimately found, which is very creepy.
Do you find the body?
You know what? We start on the body has just been found. So we kind of come upon it. But the exciting thing is that last season's Halloween episode featured Dina as the sexy cop. A lot of goodwill on the internets for that, you guys. Yeah. Then I was like, everybody was saying, all these people were tweeting and messaging, oh, how are you going to top the sexy cop outfit? I'll tell you what we did.
What'd you do?
We just brought back the sexy cop outfit.
You know what? You struck oil once.
That's what I said. I was like, let's not try and, you know, better is the enemy of good.
Hmm.
Think about that.
Boy, I'm not going to lie, put me back on my heels.
Right? One of my Second City directors, Bruce Peary, very prolific, always used to say that. And I was like, oh, I think in every walk of life, that's true.
Mm. Better is the enemy of good.
Right. If something's good, leave it alone.
Why try to improve on it?
You won't.
That's what Peary says.
Thank you.
Was that his name? Bruce Peary?
Bruce Peary.
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 No, we'd say Peary here in the States. Certainly with my dumb Southside Chicago accent. All right, Lauren.
And your love of Steve Peary.
I love him. Should have been gone!
You change everything to Peary.
No, may you feel anything down. Come on.
Did you just cough up a loogie in the middle of that?
Yep. I'm not a good singer.
I disagree, Jimmy.
Thank you, Lauren.
You're welcome.
I don't think it could get better. That was good. And that's where I stopped.
That's right.
That's what my buddy Bruce Peary said. Mm-hmm. All right, Tom and Catherine, you guys ready for round two?
I am.
All right, whoever's in the lead at the end of this round will win a Pod Swag gift card. And you will also go on to play against Lauren in the finals for that year subscription to Stitcher Premium. In round two, we're going to be doing a category called TV Haiku. Lauren will describe TV shows using the ancient art of haiku. Ah, the haiku. The Japanese verse. 17 syllables, 3 lines, 5, 7, 5. Again, Lauren will read. You will have to tell me what TV show she is describing. Let's once again hit the randomizer and see what decade she will be reading haikus about. Ah, the 90s. The 90s. Ooh. Lauren will be describing TV shows from the 90s via the Japanese art of haiku. 5, 7, 5. 7 questions in the category. Whoever has the most will go on to play in the finals. Let's play TV haiku. Lauren, please read the first haiku.
These 6 white people aren't as interesting as Gunther slinging Joe.
Tom.
Catherine.
Tom.
Friends.
Friends, correct answer. Next one, Lauren Ash, please. Lauren's doing a great job, by the way.
Yes, I love that reading.
I'm a big fan.
Thank you so much, you guys. I'm also a voiceover artist.
Okay, we can't cast you. All right.
This sitcom never showed the next door neighbor's face, nor was it funny.
Home Improvement. Tom.
Oh. He was so excited.
Home Improvement.
All right, Tom, good job. That is a correct answer. Next one, here we go. Lauren Ash, please.
Who could possibly upstage the great Paul Reiser? A dog named Murray.
Tom.
Yes, Tom.
Mad About You?
Mad About You is the correct answer. I'm just going to check in very quickly. Catherine, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
You did so well in round one. Oh, I expected this to be more heated, but Tom's running away with it. Let's get you back in the game here, Catherine. Here's Lauren Ash.
I'd like to hang out at the Peach Pit just like these 30-something teens.
Tom.
Damn it! Go ahead, Tom.
Sorry. Beverly Hills 90210.
That's the correct answer.
Yes, it is.
Next one.
Now this one really resonates with me. Is the truth out there? Maybe we should ask the nerds who worship this show.
Catherine.
Catherine! Yes!
The X-Files?
That's a correct answer.
Yeah.
I'm one of those nerds. Just know that.
You love it. All right, next one.
I've been to the conventions.
Oh.
On this show we heard Fran Drescher's signature laugh and no one else's.
Catherine.
Catherine, go!
The Nanny?
The Nanny's a correct answer.
All right, back in this.
Here's the seventh and final one.
This show will make you look back in anger and ask, where's my Topanga?
Tom.
Catherine.
I heard Tom first. Tom.
Boy Meets World.
That's a correct answer, but I believe Tom won 5-2. Is that accurate?
That is correct. 5 for Tom, 2 for Catherine.
And that means we have to say goodbye to Catherine, who I find to be a joy, which we may run into on the streets of Pasadena one day.
True.
Yeah, come on over.
We'll see you at the swap meet.
What would you buy?
Yeah, go to the swap meet.
If you went to the swap meet, you ran into a Lauren Ash, what would you buy her? Or what would you expect her as a TV star to buy you?
Yeah, I think so. I like all kinds of old things, so.
Example?
Like old dishes and like old tools and, just knickknacks mostly.
Knickknack, paddywhack, give that dog a bone. I don't,
You're the world's biggest idiot.
Can you guys laugh into the microphone so it doesn't seem like I'm in a vacuum here?
The three of you
start busting out in laughter, and you all turn away from the microphone.
I don't want to blow it out.
I don't want to blow it. It's exactly it. It's also that I have to crumple. I have to crumple sometimes.
I don't like eating off used plates. It weirds me out.
You wash them.
I understand that. I also, if I go to a stranger's house, it's no different using their plate than if I would have bought one. Thank you. That's it. Right? It's not an estate sale where I'm buying china from a stranger.
Who licked that plate?
Who licked it?
Everybody, potentially.
Right?
Disgusting.
Pass.
Hard pass.
Yeah, we're not coming over after all, it turns out, Catherine.
You're on your own for this swap meet.
You're on your own. Listen, Catherine, you will get something from the Airwolf prize closet. But sadly, we do have to say goodbye to you. Thanks for playing.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, well, that means Tom has won that Podswag gift card, and he's going to go head-to-head against Lauren when we come back on more Playing Games right after this.
The holidays are here. That means it's time to get your ass in gear and start crossing off that holiday shopping list. And Sock Fancy makes the perfect gift. Sock Fancy delivers awesomely random socks every single month. What is awesomely random? Sock Fancy carefully curates each subscription from their large selection premium cotton blend socks. Gifting Sock Fancy is easy. Sign them up for a 3-month, 6-month, 9-month, or year-long subscription, and Sock Fancy will handle the rest. Truly the gift that keeps on giving. Sock Fancy ships all over the world for free, and if you don't like the pair you get, you can send them back and swap for a fresh design. Shopping made simple. Just sign up, check out, and let Sock Fancy take care of the rest. Sock Fancy designs hundreds of socks each year in-house to ensure that you'll always be rocking the freshest socks around. Now is the time.
Get an extra pair of socks added to any subscription for free when you go to sockfancy.com/games and enter code GAMES at checkout. That's sockfancy.com/games to get a free pair added to your subscription when you enter code GAMES at checkout.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Playing Games. I am here with Lauren Ash, who is doing a great job.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Right?
Reading the haiku of the previous round.
That was real fun.
Do you like poetry?
I do.
You do? Huh.
You know what? I recently started writing some.
Oh.
Yeah, which is it shouldn't be embarrassing. This is the thing, is I was really enjoying it. And then I was like, what an embarrassing hobby. And then I was like, own it. Much like we said to the other Lauren,
yeah.
Own it. So yeah, I've been experimenting with writing some poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe there'll be a book.
You're going to write a book of
poetry? Maybe I will.
That's smart.
This is one of those things that I always say I'm going to do. And then in like a year, I'm like, well, another goal lost.
I would love you to like build it up as like, I'm really getting into poetry and writing. Yeah. And then it comes out and it's all dirty limericks. Like, this was what she was talking about. What is this?
There once was a man from Toronto. You fill in the rest.
All right.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot of responsibility on our part. You're yep. The poet.
Good night.
And you know it.
I die.
Wee. Here's how this round's going to work. You've made it all the way to the finals, Tom. I'm going to ask you and Lauren both a series of questions. Tom, if you can answer more correctly than Lauren, you will win that aforementioned Stitcher Premium subscription. The questions can be about anything, and there is one question from each of the last 5 decades. Lauren, I will ask you first, so that means we're going to put Tom in the isolation booth, which means we're just going to put him on hold. So hang tight. Tom, hang tight.
I will. Hanging on.
All right, pal. All right, Lauren, are you ready?
Ready to rock.
Here we go. You have to be Tom.
Great.
In November of 1979, a song by this Muppet reached number 25 on the Billboard charts.
The Muppet would be Kermit the Frog.
On the 1985 charity single We Are the World, who is the first artist to sing?
Oh, boy. That's hard. Stevie Wonder?
In June of 1997, Mike Tyson was disqualified from a match for biting off a piece of which boxer's ear?
Oh, wow, Lauren. Evander Holyfield?
In 2009, Billboard magazine named this singer the top female artist of the decade.
In 2009, the top female artist of the decade?
Yes, ma'am.
2009? Why don't I remember this? Oh, this is embarrassing. Madonna?
In 2011, a third of all divorce filings in the United States of America contained the name of this social media site.
Ashley Madison. That's not a social media site. Can I change my answer? That's not a social media site. Facebook.
I'm only going to allow it because you did not stop talking.
I didn't.
And it was all one answer.
It was. I had to think harder.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay. Guys, these were harder than I thought.
I'm allowing you to change it.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, Tom, welcome back. How did it go over there?
Went fine, Jimmy. Doing okay.
All right. Listen, here we go. I'm going to read you the same questions I just read Lauren. If you get more correct than her, you will win that Stitcher Premium subscription. If not, you still got that Pod Swag card. You ready to do it?
Oh, I'm ready. Let's go.
In November of 1979, a song by this Muppet reached number 25 on the Billboard charts.
Kermit the Frog.
That's a correct answer. On the 1985 charity single, We Are the World, who is the first artist to sing?
Michael Jackson?
Incorrect. Lionel Richie. In June of 1997, Mike Tyson was disqualified from a match for biting off a piece of which boxer's ear?
Evander Holyfield.
That is correct. In 2009, Billboard magazine named this singer the top female artist of the decade.
Mariah Carey.
Incorrect. Beyonce.
Oh.
In 2011, a third of all divorce filings in the United States contained the name of this social media site.
Madison?
That is an incorrect answer. It's an incorrect answer. Facebook was the correct answer, which means that Lauren Ash, if I can go to Matt Belknap for a scoring update, Lauren Ash got how many right, Matt?
Lauren got 3 correct. Tom got 2.
Oh, they both missed the same one, the Lionel Richie and the Beyonce.
Yeah.
The music's what tripped you guys up.
Those are tough.
Those are tough. And then, of course, oddly enough, now, Tom, you don't know this, but the listener already does. Lauren did not stop her answer. She initially said Ashley Madison, but then immediately said, can I change that to Facebook? So it is fascinating that you guys both thought of Ashley Madison, which means you're both cheaters.
Canadian company.
Oh.
Are they Canadian?
Yeah. Please stop talking about Canada. For the love of God.
Hey, Tom, that means you walk away with that Pod Swag gift card. But more importantly, you had a nice opportunity to talk with Canadian and one of People Magazine's People to Watch, Lauren Ash.
That's right. No, I appreciate it, guys. Absolute blast. Matt Belknap, Cap City NY, holding it down. I appreciate the time, guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Tom.
No one else understood what that meant.
I don't know what little lingo you threw around, but I will LOL it.
He's talking about the capital region of Albany, Schenectady, Albany, Troy.
Let me rephrase my my answer. BFD. Tom, thank you again. We wish you a lot of luck.
Thanks, Tom.
Traveling this great land of ours. We also have to sing about Lauren Ash.
Oh, guys.
Yeah. Lauren, thank you for being here.
It's my pleasure. Always. Anytime.
Do watch Lauren Ash as Dina over there on the NBC hit sitcom Superstore. On behalf of the announcer, Matt Belknap, the band leader, Mike Henry, our great friend, Lauren Ash, I'm Jimmy Pardo. Come on back when you're ready to once again start playing games.
Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo is a Never Not Funny production, produced by Jimmy Pardo, Matt Belknap, and Mike Henry, distributed by Stitcher Premium and Earwolf Media. Music by Mike Henry. Mr. Pardo's wardrobe provided by Botany 500. For more Jimmy Pardo, check out Never Not Funny in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find podcasts, and be sure to visit nevernotfunny.com. For a chance to play games with Jimmy, follow Never Not Funny on Twitter. Portions of this program not affecting the outcome of the competition have been edited. This has been an Earwolf production. Executive producers Jimmy Pardo, Matt Belknap, Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information, visit earwolf.com. The holidays are here, and Sock Fancy makes the perfect gift. Sock Fancy delivers awesomely random socks every single month. With hundreds of socks designed in-house, you'll always be rocking the freshest socks around. Just choose between a 3-month, 6-month, 9-month, or year-long subscription, and Sock Fancy will handle the rest. Now's the time! Get an extra pair of socks added to any subscription for free when you go to sockfancy.com/games now and enter the code GAMES at checkout. That's sockfancy.com/games to get a free pair added to your subscription when you enter code GAMES at checkout.
Earwolf is now on the Amazon Echo. They just released a new skill for the Echo smart speaker called Daily Earwolf. Now you can ask Alexa to play the funniest moments from your favorite Earwolf shows. Just download the Daily Earwolf skill from Amazon's Skill Store. And if you're a fan of Hello from the Magic Tavern,
and who isn't,
you can also download Magic Tavern Adventure.
That sounds wonderful.
It's a special interactive episode we did of Hello from the Magic Tavern where you can affect the choices we make in the podcast.
I don't think anyone can affect my choices.
I want to interactive.
No, Chunt, you interact. It just means that.
Yeah, I want to interactive. Where's the door?
So if you're listening to this right now and you want to say, Chunt, I wish you were not having this misunderstanding, you could yell that at your Amazon Echo, and it would happen.
Finally, you, dear listener, can help us choose our own adventure.
Download these awesome new skills, and remember, you can play any Earwolf podcast right from your Echo.
New skills, time to level up.
New skills, time to level up. Level up. I'm bad at being an Echo.